Welcome to COFSE Cast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success. Brought to you by COFSE FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs, in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning. Today, we're talking about a very exciting new initiative. It's the e-mentorship program, and we're talking to Dr. Pierre Val and also two student assistants, Cornel Nyongo and Zanele Dlamini. Dr. Val, if I can start with you, why do we have an e-mentorship program?
Gerben, thank you. We had a mentorship program already from 2011 in Student Affairs. And the purpose of the mentorship program is to provide social-emotional support to students. So the program that we had, the P3 mentorship program in residences, was specifically focused on residence communities and first-year students in that. But when we entered into the lockdown period with COVID-19, we realized that there's a vast number of students that need socio-emotional support, and especially the commuter students. And we then applied for funding, external funding, overseas funding, to open up the possibility of creating a mentorship program specifically for first-year commuter students on the Bloemfontein campus and the Kakwa campus. So the purpose of the program is to provide a trusted friend, a mentor that can help first-year students, whether they're at home or on campus, but to sort of metaphorically take them by the hand and journey with them, and then to provide support to them. And our hope is that this is a pilot project that we're running for 6 months, but our hope is that it will provide a model for us that we can start to roll out from 2021 onwards to all first entry students, commuter students specifically. The resident students are already involved and will remain involved, but we want to expand the program more intently to the commuter students, first year students as well.
Cornel, if I can ask you, what does the program entail?
Thank you for having me, Mr. Van Niekerk. The program entails of mentoring first-year students that have emotional support for first-year students, guiding them all the way, motivating them as well.
How does it work? If we want to join, what can we do?
So we have trained a number of students on the Bloemfontein campus and Kwakwa campus, senior undergraduate students, as e-mentors. And we've already allocated all the commuter first-year students to them. So first-year students that are within that category can just go to the Blackboard page. And we've created communities on the Blackboard page, learning communities. And so they'll find all the information there. We are also sending out SMS nudges to all the commuter first-year students on the Bloemfontein and Kakwa campus. And they can just follow the link. And then lastly, we've created an email address, and that is peermentor@ufs.ac.za. So they're welcome to send an email to that email address as well.
VP, what do the mentors do?
Okay, so there are basically four specific focus areas. The first one is they listen. Peer mentors are, first of all, there to listen. They are confidants. They are an ear just to listen to, if students want to talk. We know that students are going through a number of struggles in this time. And oftentimes it's just helpful to have an ear that can listen to you. They're not psychologists, they're not counselors, but they're there to refer. And that brings us to the second aspect. They connect students to resources and also opportunities. So in the listening, if a need arise or, so they pick up something, they connect students to the resources. They're well informed about the resources in the environment, whether it's social or psychological resources or academic resources or financial resources. So they're there, secondly, to connect students. Thirdly, they're there to model. Of course, peer mentee is there to model. So we've selected senior undergraduate students that can model the kind of resilience and the kind of character that's needed to be successful as a student. And then fourthly, they're also there to co-create solutions with the students, but also with student affairs staff members. And that touch a bit on the unique needs of students. Sometimes, we need to think a bit out of the box, but, they also there to then reach out to to staff members in student affairs and other support services to sort of see how we can co-create a unique solution if needs be for specific students.
Zanela, what about the program excites you?
I think for me, I remember back as a first year, what helped me a lot is having a peer mentor of my own. Had I not had a peer mentor, I don't know how I would have gone through my first year. So it was really helpful with regards to my schoolwork, with regards to my mental health. So I think that it is a good thing, especially in this time where everything is online, to have peer mentors. So I'm really grateful that this program is happening because I believe that we're going to help a lot of people. So that's what excites me.
Connor, any final words from your side?
Well, I'd like to say this is an amazing initiative, first of all. I still remember in my first year, which is opposite from Zanele, I didn't have a mentor, and that it was really hard for me to move around on campus. I think now it's really great for other students. Also, one of the reasons why I joined this, I didn't want other students to be the same as me and to have like an easy life around as a first year, to be able to understand things as sooner, as quicker. And yes.
This was a Kofsi Cast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success, brought to you by Kofsi FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs, in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning.